countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
Well, every county, every town and every village across the country has its own unique traditions, stories and history. Take Wexford, for example. Would you believe there was a time when newlyweds would spend their first night of marriage with their fingers stuck in their ears? There you go. Well, this is something that Ronan Kelly uncovered when he dropped along one Sunday morning to a gathering in the North Wexford village of Caillineeran.
The village hall in Caillineeran. Inside, there were about 75 people. Two long rows of tables, and on them various old artefacts from people's homes. What you're looking at here is a sort of pop-up museum organised by the arts and culture people from Wexford County Council. Teresa Hughes has a huge book on the table in front of her. It looks nearly half her size. She explains she's a retired national school teacher from nearby Ballyfad.
This is my roll book, you see, and it's out of date now. Like, you had to do this every morning.
I remember that. You had to see Anshah.
You had our Oslaher.
Teresa's originally from Roscommon and ended up in Wexford by chance.
I was with a girl in college who was from Gorey, and she said to me one day, there's a job going in Wexford, come on down, there'll be crack in Courtown for the dances. It was June. And I came down with Mary and Mother Teresita and Canon O'Doherty interviewed me, and I was so afraid of them that I said, I'll take the job.
And all you were doing was coming chasing men. You weren't looking for a job at all.
Well, yeah, big farmers.
Today, Teresa says she'd be drummed out of teaching.
And you know what I did one day? There was a ploughing match down in Ferns. And I said, would you like to go to the ploughing match? Never asked permission from anyone, man or beast.
Brought all the people's children up to the ploughing on your own?
Like, they went everywhere looking at everything. Half of them could have been lost or kidnapped. And I said, you'll be back in this place at 4:10, you know. And I did, and they were. And the parents were thrilled.
Then there's a whistle and the hall goes quiet.
Listen.
Because as well as being a pop-up museum, this is also a museum that talks.
Every week the numbers grow.
Michael Fortune, a folklorist, is engaged by Wexford County Council to MC the event. And he goes around the tables asking those who've brought objects to tell everyone about them.
Pather Morden, will you show me that bottle you have there?
Pather had an old bottle in his hand with no base on it.
It was used years and years ago for when a man and woman, they get married. And when they'd come home, there'd be a crowd of boys that have these bottles and they'd blow them at night time. You know, black dark.
And their wedding night?
Yeah. They'd blow them for 3 or 4 nights in a row. Could go on for a week if they didn't like them.
Just annoying the couple.
Oh, yeah.
The bottle was a makeshift bugle.
I might be able to blow it now.
Another man, Paddy, got up to see if he could demonstrate how it was used.
I'm missing 2 teeth, so that doesn't help me.
This was done all over County Wexford. And they went by the blowers, the horners. Out in Ballygart, where I grew up, they were known as the Cruelty Gang, right? And the last one I heard was not too far away from here. And the man who told me now said that they got a horn out of a Chrysler car and a motorbike battery, and they went into the ditches and they blew all night long.
Is it a wonder any babies were born in Wexford at all with that kind of racket going on outside?
An LCD game. In 1987, you have to control the karate guy, and you can see now he's knocking him out as fast as he can.
This is a thank you note from Sir Laurence Olivier, who was playing Richard III in Ardmore Studios, and he fell off a horse. And Dr. Noel O'Rahilly, who was the son of the O'Rahilly, he was an osteopath. It says, I desire to enclose within here a cheque for your favour of £25.05.00, the amount of your professional fees for the attention to Mr. Olivier.
It's my mum's wedding frock. She was a tailoress. And she made it herself and decorated it.
And we reckon it's 130 years old or thereabouts. It's actually beaded all round, flower designs on it. I would call them kind of an anthracite colour, and it's on an ivory cotton. Yeah.
But I noticed there's one thing here, a rocket. Was that yours, Demi?
It was. I got it from Santi one time.
It must have been very good, that area.
The only time it was good.
The Catholic handbook for Irish men and women going to England. Instructions on how to be a good Catholic when you went across the water.
Where now, what are they advising? What are they saying to you?
I never read it.
And back to the poor newlyweds. When Carmel Hughes was called on to talk, she referred to the bottle with no bottom we saw earlier.
And people were called buglers because they went around. They'd be in the woods like at night time and this going on, you know, to kind of taunt the newlyweds, maybe even before the wedding and after the wedding.
So I don't think Wexford gets civilisation at all.
I don't know. It came slowly, but it was welcome when it did come. Indeed, yes, indeed. Yeah.
Carmel's own story was from more recent times, though.
This is a slitter in the 1997 Leinster final. I had all the chaps up, and one of my sons, Tom, he was 11 at the time, and he was in the stand. And when the match was nearly over, this ball came into the stand, and Tom caught the ball. But this big fella from Kilkenny, he had Kilkenny, it was a red rag to a bull, but anyhow, he had the Kilkenny colours around his neck. And he wrestled with the child, and he took the slitter from him.
So of course, he was an adult.
Oh, he was the adult. Oh, fine, big burly man now. And exactly. The devil pick a hump on him. But anyhow, Tom was distraught now. So we got him back home and I rang Southeast Radio. And they arranged to have a slitter signed by the Wexford panel at the next training session. And all the signatures are on that. They're the team that won the Leinster final in 1997. So actually this slitter turned out to be more valuable than the one whinged about. Yeah. You know, that he had lost.
Whinged?
Oh, he whinged. Oh, he
not in counselling yet?
Oh, no.
And while Carmel's fable in the parish hall in Kilkenny had a happy ending, it also had a moral to it.
So. Did the Kilkenny man...
No, they didn't win the All-Ireland anyhow, so I mean, maybe that was the payback. That was the payback. Yeah.
Great memories there. Ronan Kelly in North Wexford. And if you're thinking we could do something like that in our town, well, you're in luck, because Michael Fortune is a real pioneer in folklore collection in Ireland. He might be the man to help you. You'll find him at folklore.ie, a fantastic website he has there, or folklore.ie at gmail.com by email.